Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So, I gotta tell you, the glory of the resistance, this is what we're hearing with some of these protesters in this country, everybody. People out there talking about how glorious the resistance is when in the face of the heinous violence against innocent civilians in Israel. Can somebody tell me what planet we're living on at this point? You know, shameful isn't even the word to use to describe it. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And don't forget, our toll-free telephone line is 1-877-969-8600. We're taking your telephone calls this morning as we go across your radio dial in the overnight hours all across the United States of America, broadcasting live on this Tuesday morning from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, by way of Southern California, and of course broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates out there all across the country. We're also up on the satellite on the GCN network, and if you're streaming the program this morning, we want to say welcome to you as well. And again, our toll-free telephone number is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Well, it is shameful. And as we, you know, move into this next day of the fighting and the war that's been brought to Israel, and make no mistake, everybody, this war was brought to Israel. This was a surprise attack. This was something that obviously was well coordinated. And we have some reaction, by the way, from Iran this morning that we'll tell you about. But I want to start out with this. And this is from ABC News. Biden says it's likely Americans are among the hostages taken by Hamas. We know of right now 11 Americans killed in the conflict. And I got to tell you, folks, number one, the barbecue should have been canceled. I think this is just would have been common sense to cancel the barbecue the next day after this invasion occurred, this incursion, whatever you want to call it, but whatever you want to call it, again, it is absolute brutal violence that was perpetrated against innocent people, women and children, the elderly. You know, we talked about this on the program 24 hours ago, and it still is absolutely raw, isn't it? It's absolutely raw. But for Biden to have gone on and had the barbecue for the White House staff people where you could hear the music, you know, playing, and they had a band or something, I guess. But honestly, folks, I just don't know what's happening at the White House these days. Any other president, I think, would have had the common sense to say, well, we're not going to have celebrations going on here right now because our biggest and closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, is under full attack. Now, Biden, I think, was missing in action again. I think just about everybody was missing in action over Monday. It was Columbus Day, of course. But really, does that make the biggest difference when it comes to coming out and informing the American people about things, especially when so much volatility is going on there right now. So much volatility. So Biden did say in a statement, it's heart-wrenching. These families have been torn apart by an inexcusable hatred and violence. Biden said his administration is aware of other U.S. citizens are missing and that they are working with Israeli officials to learn more about their whereabouts, though he didn't elaborate on how many Americans are unaccounted for as the conflict rages. And by the way, you know, we hear about this idea, well, there needs to be a ceasefire, right? You've heard some people, well, there needs to be a ceasefire. Well, the ceasefire would never have to be called for, by the way, if this incursion, this attack never happened in the first place. So it's not as if Israel is now somehow doing something wrong, that it's overreacting, or the violence continues because Israel wants to go and stamp out Hamas. My goodness gracious me, this is the worst attack on the Jewish people in Israel since the Holocaust, the worst things that have ever been done to them. And to actually have some Holocaust survivors, we understand, you know, being dragged across the border, unconscionable, unconscionable. Well, you see, Kyle, you're all fired up about this again tonight. Well, I am. I really am. And especially, I want to play you a quick audio. This is from the UN Human Rights Council. I believe the representative of Pakistan, Ambassador Zaman Mimbi. And I want you to just very briefly here, I want you to hear what the ambassador says in this, to call for this moment of silence. Let's listen in.
On behalf of the OIC member states, we express our deep concerns over the loss of innocent lives in the occupied Palestinian territory and elsewhere. Regrettably, this whole huge loss of lives and unabated violence is a sad reminder of more than 7 decades of illegal foreign occupation, aggression, and disrespect for the international law, including UNSC resolutions. The 16 years of illegal blockade of Gaza continues to raise questions over the applicability of international law and fundamental freedoms to the innocent civilian population.
Okay, so you kind of get the drift there, right? You kind of get the drift of what's happening there. And what's so important about this, and the reason why I wanted to play it for you, is because they're looking to have the moment of silence for Palestinians, right? But not for Israelis that were murdered in this attack. And so, folks, I hate to tell you, the lines are getting drawn. Not only are the protesters that we see here in this country, we had the audio of that on last night's program, and it's still going on today. We've got this, you know, terrible sort of characterization going on at the United Nations Human Rights Council. The lines are getting drawn. But you know what, folks? It's good to know when you are on the right side that says, no, this is not right to do. This incursion was a sneak attack. It was done because of hatred, and we understand. We do. And we'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
And Toto bringing us back in here this morning here on the program. And I love that song, not only because of that cool piano introduction, but that song is about holding the line, and that's exactly what we're doing here on this program as well. We're holding the line, and we're pushing the line, and we're advancing the line, but it all starts there with Toto this morning. Hold the line. All right. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and welcome back. Don't forget, our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in and opine. We're going to continue to give you some updates as they come in this morning as we go through the program, because while it's 2:18 Eastern Time in America, at least on the East Coast of America, it's 11:18 out here on the West Coast right now. But in Jerusalem and Israel right now, I believe it's like 9:19 in the morning. So we are still going to continue to see some developments come in here in the overnights, and that's part of our mission here on the program as well. And that is to bring you the breaking news as it happens. Sometimes it's happening, of course, across America in the overnights, but many times it's happening somewhere else in the world, significant events that we're going to be bringing to you as you're going through your morning or your overnight, whatever it is that you're doing. So especially if you're out there, if you're driving a big rig across the country, if you're traveling right now, if you're working in the middle of the night. And by the way, you know, there's a lot of people out there. In addition, by the way, to our police officers and our EMTs and all, and our first responders out there, they're up in the middle of the night. A lot of times they might be hearing us on the radio, and we're glad that you're finding us here on the show, and we support you, of course, 100%. And so whatever you're doing, we're going to be bringing you up to date on what's happening across the country and across the world. And in just a moment, we'll get to some other news as well. There's a pretty big political development in terms of the presidential election that happened on Monday. We're going to tell you about that. And not just because it changes the calculus now. Changes the calculus for what's going to be happening in the presidential election. Even at this time, even here in October 2023, this is going to influence, there's no doubt about it, because of its significance, the foreign policy aspect of the upcoming presidential election and who might be a candidate and who might not be a candidate after a while. It depends on how people view their candidate strengths. All right, let's go right to the telephone lines. We got James in Clearwater. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Kyle. I'd like to point out that people want to really be careful about these protests that are going on around here and whether or not they're actually staged, astroturfed, as it were, or homegrown. And the reason I bring this up, if you remember back when the towers fell, and the one image that kept going around over and over again, there was this car pulled up, and these about five people got out. There was a big woman with big glasses doing the old trill, and there was out, you know, dancing around, whatever else. But I saw the raw feed that came in from that. There was a gentleman standing off to the side, looking at the camera, looking at the car, and he waved his hand, you know, chop to when the car to stop. Then they got out, and they did all this thing. And what you do if you're a cameraman, you get a different angle, make it look like there's more people than there are. You just keep cutting back and forth. And there was actually, the sun was behind the camera. You could see the silhouette, the shadow of the camera. This is big, honking HD. It's not a cell phone that's doing this, okay? It's totally staged. And then if you look across the street, there's this guy leaning against the wall, looked like some of a Western a set from back in the day. He's sitting over this arms crossed looking at him going, what the heck's going on? Mm-hmm. That wasn't a major protest at all. And the same thing happened when they spent $50,000 with this video, and they broadcast it all over Pakistan about this Muhammad movie that was supposedly the reason for things going on in Egypt or whatever else when the arms are being shipped up to Syria. So you just be careful. Don't take everything and think that, oh, this is really happening. There's a lot of money going around. A lot of people are trying to influence public opinion.
Oh, and, certainly. Just you're
on
right.
Top of it.
No, I appreciate that very much, James. And the other thing, too, is a lot of these protests and the ones primarily, for example, that we saw in Times Square and so forth, they seem to have gotten there pretty quick. And they seem to have had a lot of information about what was happening, and they seem to have sort of been Johnny on the spot. It didn't seem too organic overall. So you got to wonder, you know, if there's any contacts, let's just put it this way, in this country that might have had some kind of advanced word that, hey, guess what? It's happening, and get out there, and you're going to be able to have some celebration in the streets.
Along that contact business, I'm just wondering, I really hate to even consider the thought that somebody in our State Department or in our defense industry did kind of know, but you had such a anti-Semitic person at the top here that things were just allowed to happen.
You know, and I agree with you. I don't even want to go there. But the problem is that unfortunately you do have some people that have such, you know, deep-seated hatreds, it would seem. And also because a lot of this doesn't make sense. How is this possible that this was missed completely? You know, I'd really like to know how this just got by everybody without any kind of real warning. We understand the Egyptians might have tried to warn Netanyahu several days ago. That's just a particular, almost apocryphal headline I heard earlier today. We don't know if that's really true or not, but if it was, maybe they thought, well, the conditions aren't right for this kind of thing, so they may have discarded it. But overall, how did our intelligence make such a huge failure? It's hard to stomach, isn't it?
Yeah, it just comes down to the two words, surprised or suppressed, and it's God knows, and the truth will come out eventually, and it doesn't make sense, okay, and it doesn't smell test for some reason. These guys are just too good at what they do.
No kidding. Exactly. I mean, they could tell you what these terrorist leaders ate for breakfast, probably, and they don't know that there's going to be a massive attack. Yeah, you're right. And so I think there's got to be more information about this. I'm sure there'll be some kind of investigations, perhaps. But nevertheless, I mean, this is the world now. This is what we're dealing with. And I'm worried about people that might want to do some kind of copycat thing, or they think that now this is the signal and this kind of thing. Just like we learned at 9/11, you had certain terrorist attacks that happened that sort of led up to that, and again, another major failure.
Yeah. Well, it's the game plan is obvious. They started, you know, years ago, and whether it was balloons or rockets or whatever, testing the Iron Dome, and they just they can send up just dummy with nothing in it at all, and you know, for a few dollars, and have a very expensive interceptor try to take it down, and you know who's going to win that in the long run.
Well, of course, yeah, the idea is to overwhelm the system. Every military campaign can boil down to that to some degree or another, but when it comes to missiles and missiles defense, that's right. You make them launch all their missile defense, and they're out, and then the real ones come over. It's very sad, and it's just a grisly way of conducting war, and it's just people are looking at this in shock, but I think they're going beyond shock now. They're getting into anger and want to stop this.
They're not on their knees, and they're wasting their time. Keep up the good work there, pal. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, James. James in Clearwater, everybody. We appreciate the telephone call very much, and if you'd like to call in as well, 1-877-969-8600. And again, my name's Kyle Warren, and we're going to be talking here throughout the morning. 2 to 6 a.m. is our program time, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, and some of the stations pick us up for the whole time. Some of pick up for a couple hours here or maybe an hour there. So you may be hearing this in different parts of the country, especially as you're trucking across the country, if you're driving a big rig, for example. And by the way, if you have a station in your area that you want them to carry this program, we'll be sure to call them up and tell them you'd like to hear the show. So we can make that happen. We can make that arranged. All right. So once again, folks, we're continuing across the overnight hours. When we come back from the break, we're definitely going to be telling you about Secretary of State Anthony Blinken evidently took down his social media on Sunday. Talking about, and what did I mention in the first segment? The ceasefire. People are like, well, there needs to be a ceasefire. Well, it looks like that might have been one of the tweets that actually talked about that. We've also got some other great audio clips to play for you this hour, and we'll be heading as well up towards the top of the hour with our first Trucker Highway and Byway report of the evening, of the morning, depending on your time zone. And we've got a great song to start off with this morning, so you definitely want to hang around for that. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Law enforcement is stepping up security even though there is no specific threats to New York following the Hamas attacks against Israel. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the NYPD has increased patrols at synagogues and other areas of concern.
We're looking at those sensitive locations that we have already been aware of. We're looking at those communities where you have a large amount of visible Jewish population, like Williamsburg, Ballpark, out in the Rockaways.
This week, a vote is scheduled to determine the next House Speaker. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana have both thrown their hat into the ring for consideration. The vote may take place as early as Wednesday. No winner in Saturday night's Powerball drawing, and that means things roll over. Tonight it's worth $1.5 billion. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Oh, yeah. Are coming back, folks, and I love this bumper track right here too. I love it because what does it say? It's that's turning you loose, right? So definitely we are turning loose here across the airwaves all across America in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren with you, glad to be with you. Of course, telephone number once again, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Call on in if you'd like to opine here on the program this morning. And this portion of the program is being brought to you by Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, and we appreciate them very much, of course. And you can head on over to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you can try out their $19.95 3-week quick start. Now, why should you use Relief Factor? Why should you take it? Well, in a nutshell, because it works. And a lot of people face the same kinds of problems with the inflammation and the pain and the swelling, this kind of stuff. Well, Relief Factor is designed to control these very things, and it does so by the ingredients in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, lycarin, and omega-3, which helps support the body's natural response to inflammation. So it also has no drugs in it, by the way. So check it out today, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 1995 3-week quick start, because all you have to lose is pain. So, all right, so we mentioned before the break that we had this Anthony Blinken story to tell you about. I say this from Fox News. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken took to social media on Sunday regarding Hamas's deadly strikes on Israel, but one post was taken down following some online backlash. Let's see here. The quote is, Turkish Foreign Minister and I spoke further on Hamas's terrorist attacks on Israel. I encouraged Turkey's advocacy for a ceasefire and the release of all hostages held by Hamas immediately, read Blinken's post on X, which is Twitter, basically. According to the New York Post, pandemonium broke out over the Internet while the post was up. The Biden administration is showing its true colors. Once Israel indicated it was going on the offense in Gaza, Blinken encourages a ceasefire. Representative Mike Waltz, Republican from Florida, by the way, tweeted in response with a screenshot of the now deleted post. Anyone demanding Israel not, quote, escalate or calling for a, quote, ceasefire is either out of touch with this unfortunate reality or sympathizes with Hamas. Now, those are strong words coming from Senator Marco Rubio from Florida as well. Let's see. Check this out. It seems that U.S. Secretary of State Blinken deleted yesterday's tweet where he encouraged Hamas supporting Turkey arranging a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. Are there any actual adults in charge in Foggy Bottom? This was from retired U.S. diplomat Alberto Miguel Fernandez. He tweeted out, I'm so glad that Mr. Fernandez mentioned the idea of Hamas supporting Turkey, because this was also in the news as we've been going through this whole thing. You know, that there could, and by the way, aren't they supposed to be one of the NATO people and so forth? And doesn't that really sort of rub the wrong way when you have one of these countries that says, okay, well, we're kind of really on the Palestinian, quote unquote, the Palestinian side. So as I was talking about earlier, these sides are being chosen up to a great degree. And when you've got Iran, and you've got China, and you've got Russia, and you've got this sort of, and North Korea, right? So it's an unholy trinity, but it's also in an unholy alliance, I guess you could call it, with these different countries that don't really have a big problem with the stability of the world kind of being thrown out the window. Right? Because they know that, they know ultimately, you know, and if you've been hearing other coverage and so forth about this throughout the time here, you've heard the two terms, the big Satan and the little Satan. Well, they look at the terrorist groups, look at Israel as the, quote, little Satan. They look at America as the big Satan and so forth. But all in all, they're looking to have the United States not just fall in the traditional sense, but be so completely sidelined that they can kind of do whatever they want, right? In the world, they can carve it up there wherever they want, and they can get rid of anybody who they don't like because of their ethnicity. And this is disgusting. It's horrible to see. The year is 2023, right? The year is not 1933, right? And this is a really just obscene sort of thing that we see happening as a result of all of this. So, by the way, I mentioned Iran. So now, this from the Jerusalem Post, by the way. Iran calls for emergency OIC meeting as Israel battles Hamas. Iran has called for an emergency meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation as fighting between Hamas and Israeli forces raged following a weakened assault on Israel, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson said on Monday. Tehran, this is a direct quote evidently, Tehran has called for an emergency meeting of the OIC to discuss regional development. What? I'm not laughing because it's funny or I think this is humorous in any way, but these regional developments, you know, we got to go talk about this a little bit, right? And because, you know, we're all fine over here in Tehran. We're just having a wonderful time. Iran said, here we go, folks, talk about not being humorous. This is maybe the funniest thing we've heard all day. Iran said it was, quote, it was not involved in the attacks in which 700 Israelis were killed. That was at the time of this writing. It's more now, obviously. Were killed and dozens were more were abducted by the Islamic group Hamas. More than 400 Palestinians had also been killed by that point. Let's see. Now, again, U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said there was no evidence that Iran was behind the latest attacks on Israel, but there are, said there are longstanding ties between Tehran and Hamas. Well, you don't say. So, again, you know, I bring this out because just to show, again, the absurdity of this kind of thing. The Wall Street Journal, of course, I think that's an explosive report that we heard about and talked about on the program yesterday. But certainly drilling down on that is going to be incredibly revealing, I think. And the everybody knows, though, you know, this is common in the intelligence community and in the analyst community, from what I understand, and that is, you know, Hamas would never have made this move without even just the okay, really, from Tehran, from the Iranian regime. And so to think that they helped to plan it, that's not out of the realm of possibility. In fact, it's much more expected than it would not be expected. So, of course, Iran's going to say, who, what, me, what, us? What are you talking about? All we want to do is build a nuclear bomb, basically, or a nuclear program so that we can make toast because we really like toast. And I don't buy it. I just don't. And I don't think you do either. I don't think you do either. Here's a quick update as we're looking here coming across the wire. The Israeli military says about 1,500 bodies of Hamas militants were found in Israel as the border is secured. We understand that they have gotten control of that border with Gaza. And then let's see here. We understand that Israel says a deputy commander was killed in the clashes on the border with Lebanon. Now, we understand, and we're going to get more details about this, but we understand that there was something that started occurring up on the northern border of Israel. So that goes into the mix here of opening up a second front in this, or a northern front. And you know, Israel obviously is going to take some very, very big steps in going against Hamas and Hezbollah and anybody else who wants to get in on this whole thing. But right now, of course, we're sort of in limbo, and I hate to say it like that, but it just seems like we're in limbo of what the U.S. administration is really going to be able to do. I just don't think they have a great a place of credibility to come from on this, unless there are some sweeping changes in policy and unless there are some sweeping changes in attitude. Because what does it look like? It looks like, well, our soft on Iran policies, trying to get them back into the nuclear deal, and don't forget the $6 billion. The $6 billion that is part of this, that none of this, you know, contributed to Hamas and Iran and these other terror groups all saying, hey, we think we could probably pull this off now. And this has nothing to do, and this is, again, and I appreciate what James and Clearwater was talking about, I just can't imagine anybody who would say, rah, rah, rah. Look what you went and did. You went into the country and you killed all these people and you did all this mayhem. And, you know, somehow, and this is all justified. Oh, yes, it's all justifiable. No, it's not. It's not justifiable. Not in the least tiny little bit. And that's what we're talking about here. Of course, we've got so much more to talk about. A lot more news happening. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number to call in. When we come back, we'll do our first Trucker Highway and Byway Report of the night and a great song. Stay right there.
This This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Casey and the Sunshine Band. I love it. That's bringing us back in, folks, here to segment number four, here in hour number one of the program. And we couldn't be happier that you're joining us this morning. We're going to get into our first Trucker Highway and Byway report of the morning. And this is our privilege. It's our sacred duty. It's our honor to make sure that our truckers, our travelers out there, and if you're working working right now on the third watch out there. We want to help sort of wake you up and make sure you got your blood pumping, make sure that you're ready to go and do whatever it is that you need to be doing here in the overnight hours. And that's our privilege. All right. And then we're going to tell you about all the weather all across the lower 48. Well, I tell you what, we're going to get this started here. As I said, we've got a great song to get started with this morning. And you're going to get a hint. You get a guess. You get one guess. It's a very distinctive drum intro. You get a guess. So here, let's do it. Let's go. Say 1, 2, 3. Well, this is just, you know, amazing. This is a live version, of course, of Give Me All Your Lovin', ZZ Top. And, you know, sometimes I like to ask people, okay, how many musicians are up on that stage right now? And I know you don't have the visual on that, but there are just three. There are three musicians up there, right? ZZ Top and, of course, the late, great Dusty Hill, who left us in 2021. An amazing bass player in his own right, absolutely. And, of course, Billy Gibbons there on the lead guitar and vocals. But that's three. It's three guys, right? It's three guys making this sound. It's not. There's no overdubs. It's not a bunch of tracks playing along with it. There's nothing else happening, but three guys are making this music. So sometimes it's just that cool, that simple, but that full. And so anyway, that's one of the reasons why I really, really like that version as well. All right, well, folks, this is time for the Trucker Highway and Byway Report all across the country. And we're taking a look, of course. We're seeing a lot of rain coming off of the West Pacific Northwest coast. This is up near Seattle and Portland. We'll take a quick look here at the forecast for Seattle. We were looking at showers on Monday, of course, and looks like that's also still in the forecast. Maybe 52 degrees and some light rain showers on Tuesday. Looks like you got a high of 59. Rain showers Wednesday, same story. And that's what's happening there. Let's take a quick look at what's happening over down in Portland, because again, all this stuff is coming in off shore. That's what we're seeing on the radar. But you got 53 degrees. You got heavy rain forecast for Portland, Oregon. You've got pretty much the same thing on Tuesday and Wednesday, I should say. So just be careful out there, especially if you're heading in that area. Okay, so now temperatures. It's starting to get cold again, obviously, as we move into the fall. And we've got a freeze watch going on right now. This is up in Reno, Nevada. And if you're heading out I-80, 80, heading up towards Winnemucca. You got a freeze watch going on there. Sub-freezing temperatures as low as 29 degrees are possible. And, of course, on the other side of the California border, the Nevada-California border there, if you're going to be going over the pass in there, over Donner Pass, you're definitely going to, it might be cold, but we're not seeing any rain or precipitation there right now. But cold is cold, and if there is any kind of weather, that will turn to snow, but we're not seeing it on the radar right now. We do have a winter weather advisory for our friends up in Big Sky Country in Montana. This is just south of Bozeman. Winter weather advisory going on there. Snow expected above 7,000 feet. Total snow accumulations up to 4 inches between 7,000 and 8,000 feet. So do be aware of that. So that's going to be just south, basically, of I-90 near Bozeman. Looks like our friends over in Missoula should be doing fine. We don't see any kind of weather-related warnings going on over there. But down in Wyoming, we also continue to see this is going to be a fire weather watch. It's coming up on I-80. This is coming out of Cheyenne up Elk Mountain as you head up towards Rawlins. Looks like we've got gusty winds there, low humidity as well. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour. So this time of year, we do see a lot of gusty wind warnings, especially around the Cheyenne area. So just be aware of that. Looks like we've also got, this is going to be in western Wyoming near Cody. So let's see here. Also, accumulations of more than 6 inches of snow look increasingly possible in that area. Let's see. Initially, it looks like in the Teton Range. If you've ever seen the Grand Teton Mountains, they are just absolutely wonderful. We were able to do that once on a family vacation. And yes, it was a road trip, and it was a long way, but we enjoyed it very much. Let's see here. Freeze warning. Now, this head heading up north, our friends in Minnesota, and of course, GCN Networks is up there in Minnesota. And so you guys got a freeze warning happening in northern Minnesota, sub-freezing temperatures as low as 29 degrees also expected. Turns into a frost advisory down in St. Paul and south of there and down into Iowa. And then also it's going to cut across through the northern part of Illinois, also through Indiana and over towards Columbus, Ohio. You have that going on there as well. Then down in Kentucky, this is going to be east of Evansville and over towards, almost to Welch, it looks like, there. That's going to be... Now, that might be on the West Virginia side right there, but over towards Hazard, at least, you've definitely got locally dense river valley fog overnight and patchy frost possible in the coldest locations late throughout the night, so be aware of that. We do have a gale watch. This is going to be on the Gulf of Mexico. It's going to follow from a little east of Beaumont, Texas, that zone. Galveston is going to be well east of Galveston. But head on over towards, Apalachicola. You got the gale watch going on there in the Florida Panhandle. So do be aware of that. Now, I think the good news is going to be, in terms of our precipitation, other than what we're telling you about for Seattle and Portland, we've got some precipitation this down near south of Twin Falls, just a little north of Boise, Idaho right now. But other than that, we're not seeing anything else really going gangbusters across the U.S. So that's looking good, and hopefully you've got some quiet ability here to travel across the U.S. this morning, especially if you're driving a big rig. So, folks, don't forget Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. You can check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And during the month of October, you can earn up to 5 points per gallon. That's right. Don't miss out on this chance to earn 5 points per gallon and score tons of free stuff when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app and unlock the biggest rewards After just eight fills. So definitely check them out, pilotflyingj.com. That's the website. You want to download that My Rewards Plus app, because in addition to this October promotion that they have going on, you're going to save money, you're going to earn points on other stuff, and you're going to save time, and that's really, really important. They've got the remote fueling, mobile fueling as they call it. They got touchless payment as part of this great app. You can access the different amenities, reserve parking spaces, find out about all the other things, and also, of course, they've got the great supplies, they got the food, food, and they got your fuel. So Pilot Flying J Travel Center is the largest operator of travel centers across the United States of America, and there is a reason for that. And folks, stay tuned. You got your local news coming up. If you're leaving us right now, have a great day. Well, we hope to see you right back here after the top of the hour. 1-877-969-8600.
Third Watch.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.